Horney's theory starts with what she calls the basic evil. This refers to the often hostile, rejecting, and domineering attitude of a child's parents. Horney suggested that the reason that parents often don't make their child feel genuinely loved is because they're not able to because of their own neurosis. The basic evil causes basic hostility, the feeling the child develops towards the parent who doesn't satisfy their need for safety and love. The child feels hostility but can't and doesn't express it. The reason they can't is because they're too dependent on the parents, and maybe they're afraid of the parents, and also because they may love the parents and guilt might prevent them from expressing it. But in any case, it's repressed and the child has no awareness of it. Here you'll see the Freudian influence. Repression doesn't make it go away. Horney suggested that it manifests in basic anxiety, the feeling of being isolated and helpless in a potentially hostile world. The more hostility, the more they repress it, and the more they're likely to project their anxiety onto the world and the people in it. Again, this model is psychodynamic, but it's also a little Adlerian in that individuals' reactions to this basic anxiety form a characteristic mode of reacting to the world and the people in it, kind of like Adler's style of life, but interpersonal. In this model, repressed hostility causes anxiety, but anxiety can also cause further increases in hostility. Basic anxiety doesn't constitute neurosis, but it lays the groundwork for it.